KI4QHV, KQ4QHV, KI4DOS. That's 4DOS mobile.
DOS, KO4HQX. Hey, Gary.
You up through today there, young man? KI4DOS mobile.
Found on these wet roads. How about you?
A few errands. I got about three or four stops to make and was trying to get that done so I can head back to the house. Trying to get it done before the rain hits again.
Looks like you picked the right time to go out and got a little break in the weather here for who knows how long, but...
I was waiting on it to quit raining, and it quit raining and kind of dried up a little bit. I said, well, I'm going to run on while the running's good. That don't mean I'm going to make it back before it starts.
But hopefully you do. It's been kind of just nasty out here this morning. Awful foggy, too.
Foggy and misty over here at the house. Rained a little bit, you know. Well, not real hard, but, you know, you could tell it was raining for a little while. Then it quit and then kind of dried up. So I decided I'd run out. I got to get over here to the store and get some dog food so I can feed the big dogs tonight. And got to run a couple other places. Got to run over to the grocery store. I told Joey, I was picking at her, I said, well, I got to go to the store and get some milk and bread. I said, must be going to snow.
Yes, everybody's going to make them milk sandwiches. They're going with ice cream sandwiches. I don't know what they got planned for that.
So later, Patrick. it's awfully funny. But now we run out of bread and milk at the same time, which is unusual. And I told Joe, I said, well, I just run over there while I'm out, grab some milk and bread, and you know, I said, is there anything else you need? She named off two or three other little items. I said, okay, I'll grab those too, and that way I won't have to go back out.
Get done in one trip, the better off you'll be, especially with fuel prices going back up.
I was reading something, on the internet. Something about the White House press secretary said something about get ready for gas prices to be over $5 a gallon. And I said, somebody needs to hog tie her and put a gag in her mouth. We don't need that.
People are already starting to pull back on their spending, and that'll just make it worse.
Oh, you know, that old Brandon up there, he's coming down on the big trucks and the emissions and all of that. They ain't got sense enough to know that the diesel engine puts out less emissions than a gasoline engine does to start with. And he wants them to go to all electric and all this. There was a town called Joliet, Illinois. They were going to build a truck stop with 30 charging stations. And then the governor or somebody in the state said, no, you can't do that. And they asked them why they couldn't. And they said, because the 30 charging stations for the 30 trucks that would charge there would take use more energy, more electricity than the entire city of Joliet, Illinois. I thought that was kind of funny.
It's about right. And don't forget the initial cost of doubles and then some on these trucks at that point.
Only that, you know, what these people up there in the Puzzle Palace don't realize that 99% of the stuff that we use on a daily basis is delivered by a truck. I won't say 100% because there's some of it that is not, but most of it is delivered by a truck at some point in time. So, you know, you raise the cost of on the people that are in trucking industry, then all of a sudden that raises the price on everything else, you know. I don't know that they don't think or they're not smart enough to figure that out.
Which one it is either. But other than that, how you been doing on it still?
again. I did that the other day. So I have not planted anything yet. I'm going to go down and get me a load of mushroom compost and spread it out on the garden and till it in. And then I'm going to plant after that. But I hadn't planted anything yet. But it's the garden spot's actually looking pretty good. I got all the grass and wild onions and stuff like that out of it, which is... It took me a while to do that, but I got all that done, and you know, I just have to keep after it. You know how a garden is. If you don't stay after it, you know, the weeds and stuff will take over in a heartbeat.
And you had plenty of wild onions in there the other day when we were looking at it.
I went out there and harvested them, and I'd have had spring onions for a while. But I got rid of all of them, and... Yeah, it's amazing. You run the tiller over it, and you think it'll pop right back up, but it kind of kills the roots and everything once they get up and exposed to the sunlight and the air and get out of the dirt. So it's all a good thing, I guess. I'm right happy with it. Like I said, the garden looks pretty good. It's kind of red, but you know, all we got over here is that old clay. Well, it's a little more than clay, but it's still that old red hard pack stuff that, you know, if you leave it alone, it'd get hard as a brick.
But that's some nutrient-rich soil. Red clay is just the drainage on it is the problem.
You know, first year I tilled that up, Joy's stepmother, she said, "They want nothing growing in that ground." We said, "Oh, yeah, well." Yeah, we had a bumper crop that year, and yeah, I mean, it was just a really wonderful garden. But after that, I've been putting a load of that mushroom compost on there. And that does a couple of different things. It adds some nutrients back to the soil, and it also softens it up. Yeah, it keeps it from compacting quite so tight.
It aerates it a little bit, and where it got some rest last year, that'll help it too.
We'll have to wait and see on that. Patrick, I've arrived at my first stop. I got to jump out and run in here there, young man. Enjoyed the short QSO. I'll holler at you when I come back out. If you're still around, we'll continue the conversation. But in the meantime, you take care. Be careful out there on these wet roads and make it home safely. We'll talk at you in just a little bit. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.
Talk to you today, and if I don't hear you when you come back out, you make sure to tell Miss Joy we say hello, and I'll catch you tonight on the net. KL4HKX, I'll be clear, 7-3.
I'll do it, and if I don't get to talk to you before the net tonight, tell Miss Elise we said hello. 7-3, KI4DOS, mobile clear.